the other guy who did Capote, what's his name? Three names.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hideous Hoffman.
Yeah, that's four names.
Okay, I'm adding one in. He always looks like he needs a lotion. Happy New Year and welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kasner.
And this is episode 33. Welcome to 2012. How was your New Year's?
New Year's was okay. I was a little under the weather.
Oh, so you didn't do the run?
Yeah, I was every year. Well, I want to do the run in Central Park in New York City. Mm-hmm. If anyone ever gets a chance, it's one of the most exciting, virtuous things to do. But no, I was on the couch this year.
No. A friend of mine who's also a listener emailed me and said they would keep an eye out for you.
Oh, no. Really?
So I don't know if they went around just asking blonde women in yoga pants.
Hey, you know it. Yeah, you know, not coming right out. But
he said it was good. And apparently you can see the fireworks.
Yeah. The fireworks are right there. It's great.
I spent New Year's Eve at my hairdresser's loft / hair atrium. It was fun.
Getting your hair done?
No, just hanging out. At the beginning of the party, you know, it was like a BYOB. So everyone bought, like, you know, bottles of champagne. Mm-hmm. Only the first bottle has to be good, because after that,
it doesn't matter.
But there was, like, a big bucket of champagne, and we were like, oh, this is tons of champagne. An hour later, we're like, where's all the champagne?
Really?
People kept bringing more. But, you know, when you see a lot of liquor, you underestimate how much people drink.
Yeah, what is it? For every bottle of wine, it's one bottle is for three people.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
I bought three bottles to the party.
For yourself.
And I think so did everyone else. Some people bought, like, handles of liquor. And that didn't last.
Like the big Jim Beam.
Yeah, that has, like, a carry handle on the side. And it disappeared.
I would like one with, like, a neck strap that you could put around and just...
When we were in Las Vegas for Christmas, we saw, you know, the yards that they have.
The amusement
parks.
Yeah.
They have one now that's like, I'm 5 feet tall, so this thing, I wouldn't have been able to carry it.
Oh, and hilarious.
It comes with a neck strap, kind of like a sax. And we asked a bartender, and she said there's only like two shots of alcohol in it.
What?
And the rest is all that weird frothy mix. And it's
about
4,000 calories.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. That's a ripoff. I like seeing people try to drink those in bars.
And, it's classy.
And forgetting that you can't tilt it all the way up. You have to tilt it just a little bit. And it just shoots all over their face.
Nice. And Happy New Year to them.
So there's another important day.
Oh, no.
This month, Eddie. Listeners, if you're familiar with our segment called This Week in Jason Bateman.
Oh.
It is Jason Bateman's birthday.
Oh, what day is Jason Bateman's birthday?
The 14th.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Jason.
Yeah, happy
Bateman.
Birthday, Jason Bateman. I have a piece of Jason Bateman news, if we could delve into the week in Bateman, since he's been mentioned. I'm assuming we're in Celebrity Corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the music.
Jason Bateman, we believe, is a decent actor, and we support him. We don't love him, and we're not sexually attracted to him.
At all. And, you know, over the holiday, I did get a bootleg of Horrible Bosses.
Oh, yeah?
Eh.
It was okay. He was decent.
Yeah, it was decent. I felt that they left a lot on the table in terms of laughs.
Yeah.
I like Charlie Day, because I like Charlie Day. And did someone tell Jason Sudeikis that he was cute? Because everything I see him in now, he's trying to be cute. He's playing a guy who's, like, cute and doesn't know it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what I know is that you're not cute. So I did watch decent acting in a decent film with Jason Bateman. But Jason Bateman is doing something decent. It's the Mozilla Firefox Challenge. And he's trying to raise $25,000 for City Year. And getting people to donate $59. If you donate at least $59, you can win the opportunity to hang out with him on the set of Arrested Development.
Oh!
Yes! And it's pretty good.
We have to do that.
Sadly, he's only raised 11 grand, and this thing closes on January 12th. So, if you support Jason Bateman, and we do, you can go to the Firefox Challenge, and you can give him some money, because he's trying to get 25 grand. I didn't know what City Year was.
What is it?
City Year Corps members serve as tutors, mentors, and role models to help students stay on track. And they're between the ages of 17 and 24. But I thought, because they always wear, like, those L.O. Bean jackets and khakis and, like, hiking boots, that they were doing some kind of landscaping work in the city. Like, that's what I thought City Year was about, cleaning up the, literally cleaning up the ghetto. This is just helping people out and being a mentor and being a role model. It's cool.
That's really great. Yeah. It's decent.
It is decent.
And that's just what I expect from
him. But the outfits are not decent.
Yeah.
A red parka?
No.
And tan boots? Come on.
Maybe the money's to change their outfits.
Get some jeans.
Just jeans and a polo.
Blend in. The inner city kids see that coming. They're going to be scared. It looks like lumberjacks. They don't know what's going on. So he's trying to raise money. He's only raised $11,277 as of today.
Wow.
I know. Also, the prize to visit the set of Arrested Development, that doesn't include travel, room, and board. So be careful, people.
They just let you on the
set. Yeah, they just let you on the set for a few minutes.
That's all we need.
And then they flush you out the side. It's in LA.
We're
going
to do that.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Maybe I will. If it's tax deductible, I'll do it, because that's really what I care about.
Okay.
So that's an update on The Weeknd Bateman. I also started following him on Twitter. It's Bateman Jason.
He hasn't tweeted since...
It's not very good.
December 18th was his last tweet, by the way.
He did tweet a picture of Olivia Wilde with bangs, and for that, I applaud him. So we did not have to look at her giant-ass, mega-sized forehead.
I watched Cowboys versus Aliens.
It's not very good.
I saw it, that forehead that you were... That you
did about. You see her looking around the whole time?
Yeah.
For something? She spends the entire movie in search of something. And then she turns up naked.
Yeah. And everyone's
after
like, wow.
She bursts into flames.
Yeah.
I love that scene because the Native Americans are looking around. And they're like, no tits, nothing.
They're like, yeah. I thought the same thing. Yeah. They must be like, this is the first white woman they've
seen. Yeah, and this is awful.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah, put some clothes on. Now we're still in our celebrity corner. I'd like to move on over to the discount celebrity segment. This is a segment where we have your A-list celebrity, and then we give you, at a steep discount, his or her D, E, or F list.
So if you don't have the funds.
Yeah. If you're low on cash, and in this economy.
Go for the discount that we recommend in this segment.
And I'd like to amend this one by saying that I've got an A-lister here, and then someone who is not just the poor man's, but the poor man's possibly on PCP.
Okay.
So our A-lister is...
Can't wait to hear this.
Joaquin Phoenix. Exactly.
I love our Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix was born in 1974 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He is not Puerto Rican. He was born to Children of God missionaries. I don't even know what that is. And they had five kids. River Phoenix, Rain Phoenix, Liberty Phoenix, Summer Phoenix.
And then Joaquin.
Joaquin
was like the one that didn't belong.
Yeah, so he actually, when he was got a little bit older, let's 10, 11, he decided he wanted a more fun name. So he went with the name Leaf.
He was like, I really want to be one of you guys.
He wanted to be like everybody else. And then he ended up changing it back. He is 5'8", which I think is probably right.
I imagined him taller.
Yeah, he's honest.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to say they're 5'8".
Yeah.
Unless they're
Nobody
actually
does.
5'8".
Yeah.
5'6" means you're 5'2".
And 5'9" means you're 5'4".
Yeah.
We all know this.
And then 5'11" is 5'8".
Yeah.
So he's clearly 5'8".
That's the first 5'8"-er we've had.
Yeah, 1.73 meters.
Wow.
So he started off when he was young, and he wanted to be in films. He was in Space Camp, and then he was in Parenthood. And the performance was well received, but he didn't like the lack of good roles for someone of his age. This is when he was young.
It's like, I am 10.
Yeah, so he got out of the game.
Stereotyped already.
Yeah, he got out of the game. And
it's
then
a 10-year-old.
He didn't become well-known again until, unfortunately, he had to call in on his brother dying at the Viper Room. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was really sad, yeah.
I remember when River Phoenix died, we were like, why not Leonardo DiCaprio? Or Keanu Reeves. That's what I remember thinking. Like, because I really liked River Phoenix.
So it was definitely a very sad.
He got back into it, and he started To Die For with Nicole Kidman, which is an amazing movie.
He was fantastic.
He also was in Inventing the Abbotts, and people like that. I didn't see it. He then became engaged to Liv Tyler, which apparently is something everyone must do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were engaged for a couple of years. And then he did a couple of films with his friend Vince Vaughn.
Oh, God, Vince Vaughn.
He's everywhere. And then he starred
in... How did
he
get a word in edgewise with Vince Vaughn?
Could he see Vince Vaughn? He's like 6'8".
Just
He's hanging out by his elbow.
Under his legs, he walked through.
And then in 2000, he came to a huge international stardom through Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
In which he was great.
But I thought he was a star during To Die For.
Not the way that he was in Gladiator. I mean, Gladiator was huge. And then he hasn't really done that much since, and he did, well, not very much.
He doesn't like rehearsing much. He just likes to
just go into
go
it
and shoot, and that's it.
His trademarks are darkened circle under the eyes.
That's what I would go for, too, if I were an actor.
And it's weird, because I think he's one of these guys who says he doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, or any of that kind of stuff, which makes sense. I mean, once you've seen your brother bite it that way. His mother is Hungarian-Russian, his father is Spanish-Irish. He's a strict vegan, and when he works on
Spanish-Irish.
Spanish-Irish, right. Whatever that, white.
Okay.
Just white mixes. Whenever he's on set, he refuses to wear leather. So anything that's leather, he has it made out of non-leather if it's costume.
Because he's a vegan. I thought he didn't like the feel of it.
Yeah, no, he's a vegan. He's a spokesperson for PETA. But he's like, it's my choice to be vegan. If you don't want to be vegan, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't really care. He has two cats, and he's good friends with both Matt Damon and Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Ben Affleck? Doesn't like him.
Doesn't say anything about Ben Affleck. He's a
friend. Probably doesn't like him.
He's friends with Keanu Reeves. Yes. All right. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Maybe that's like a...
So I like Joaquin Phoenix. I always thought he's one of these people who just kind of just does his job and doesn't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah. I liked him in Signs where he was jumping around.
Yeah.
Running around.
But he's not like all over the press. He's not making an ass of himself. Like he just kind of shows up and does his thing. He says he doesn't like a lot of the movies he's been in. He keeps trying to do better with his movies.
So he's dissatisfied.
He's dissatisfied. He said, I never think I'm that good at anything I do. I can always do it better. I know my weaknesses. I've never been perfect. Humble.
Yeah.
I've never been perfect.
I think I'm falling in love.
I also have never been perfect. He also says he likes to keep a low profile and mind his own business. Basically. You know? He just wants to be able to do his thing.
I like to get up in the morning and go about my day, come home again.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
He also says, I don't know Shakespeare. I'm not a serious actor. Directors always make references and I go, yeah, I'll check it out. Then I never do. I'm incredibly lazy. And then another quote of his is, if you can come in, say your lines brilliantly, and be thinking what's for lunch, and the whole time you're doing it, it works for the director, who cares?
Love him.
His salaries, he was in Walk the Line, which I heard was really good.
Oh, he was wonderful in that.
And for that film, he made $3.5 million.
And he was robbed of that Oscar, by the way.
By whom?
The other guy who did Capote. What's his name? Three names.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hideous Hoffman.
Yeah, that's four names.
Okay, I'm adding one in. He always looks like he needs a lotion. he was in The Village, and he got $5 million for that. And my
favorite—terrible,
really.
Yeah,
that's the M Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah,
I don't watch his movies. And then my favorite movie with Joaquin Phoenix is Buffalo Soldiers.
Oh, I didn't see that one, but
it's excellent. And he was paid $700,000 for that.
$700,000—that's it.
That was it was a small film. It's great.
All right.
We now move on to the poor man's on PCP.
Oh.
The discount Joaquin Phoenix is undoubtedly Vincent Gallo.
You're kidding. What's Vincent Gallo been in?
Vincent Gallo, you can't say him. He looks like if Joaquin Phoenix had done drugs and did 10 rounds and just been left, you know, out in the sun for a couple days, you got Vincent Gallo.
Oh, what has he been in?
I'm about to get to what he's been in.
He looks like a Civil War soldier, from what I can see.
He has been in Arizona Dream, Palookaville, Buffalo 66, and he's most known for Brown Bunny, the film with Christina Ricci where there was a lot of fellatio.
Oh.
I'm sure you heard about this one.
No, I didn't hear. This is off my radar.
He is a super, super discount guy. He is born in Buffalo, New York. He left home and 78 and came to New York City, and he used to be in the experimental music scene, and he was with John Michael Basquiat.
Basquiat, okay. Mm-hmm.
So he was with him, and then when he kicked it, he kind of ascended a little bit through that. He used to do public street performances, like avant-garde performances, and he invited people. Some of his most known performances are The One-Armed Man, The Man with No Face, boy hit by a car.
So basically take away a body part.
And boy cries in a restaurant. Radical public performances were upsetting and disturbing and meant to provoke thought. He doesn't have an agent. He does everything himself. He's his own agent, his own manager.
So he's got some hustle.
He has a huge hustler. In fact, he calls himself a hustler. He was a Grand Prix motorcycle racer for a while, and he made a film based on that. He has a collection of over, 7,500 videotapes.
I'm a little afraid of him.
30,000 vinyl albums. You should be afraid of him.
I think that, it's like the FBI is going to knock down his door and be like...
But
lair.
The craziest thing I found out about him, he has a website called VincentGallo.com, and on the website, for $50,000, ladies can spend an evening with Vincent Gallo.
A lady. Ladies. It has to be for $50,000. Mm-hmm. What do you get for $50,000 with him?
Pretty much everything.
Anything
that you want. His sperm is for sale for $1 million on the website. He also has t-shirts that he makes that says, I Vincent Gallo, they're handmade, they're $260 a piece.
Get out! Yes. Do you have to really sleep with him to get one?
No, you can just buy them on his website. He sells albums, books, everything. He's really big in the music scene.
I'm my eyes are widening as you're saying this. I'm terrified of this man now.
He is the super, super, super discount Joaquin Phoenix because he works for between $10,000 and $500,000. And he is serving him at a 95% discount.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
And they look alike.
And he's from Buffalo. He was in Buffalo 66, did you say?
No, that's what the other guy was in.
No, Buffalo Soldiers.
Oh, Buffalo Soldiers.
So they have a connection there, too.
Buffalo. They kind of look alike. He kind of looks like the bad... Vincent Gallo is 1961, he was born.
All right, so they got...
So he looks like the bad scenes of Joaquin Phoenix when things are rough.
And when he gets older.
When he gets older. He looks like a stunt double. But one thing I do like about him is I like his quotes. On Argentina, the country sucks. If I drop a banana here, everyone kills for it. So plenty of friends in Argentina.
Yeah.
I wouldn't work for Martin Scorsese for $10 million. He hasn't made a good film in 25 years. I would never work with an egomaniac.
Wow.
And my favorite on Spike Lee, he's the biggest fraud out there.
Oh.
If you bring him to a party, he's the least interesting person at the party. He's the person who doesn't know anything. He's the person who doesn't say anything funny, interesting, or intelligent. He's a pig piece of shit.
So he's been at a party with Spike Lee.
Yeah, he's all over. This guy's huge in the performance art scene.
Now I like him again.
I like him too.
I'm still a little bit afraid, but not as afraid.
If you see him, best not to look directly at him. Right now, he's living in L.A., and he has directed 3 films. One was in the Venice Film Festival, and then at that festival, he won Best Prize, Actor Prize.
But why can't I look at him directly? Is he the son?
He's nuts. He looks a little bit like if Joaquin Phoenix and Charles Manson had a baby, Vincent Gallo. So that is if you're not familiar with Vincent Gallo, it's worth a look.
All right, I'm going to do that.
His stuff is wild. And the fact that he will work for as little as $10,000.
On a film.
On a
film. And that's 3 months.
We don't get out of bed over here for less than 10. Okay. So that's my discount celebrity.
That's fantastic.
Vincent Gallo. And when you look at the pictures of Vincent Gallo, you will see.
I'd like to see him remake Walk the Line.
The Vincent Gallo version. Yeah.
This is our segment called Hey You Didn't Know It, which is stories of the oblivious living among us.
Yes, I have a piece of news here from BBC News Asia. All right, this is January 4th, 2012. And the title is China Tycoon Ate Poisoned Cat Meat Stew.
Ew.
Yes.
And what?
Poisoned cat meat stew was suspected to have been used to kill a billionaire in southern China. Police have detained a local official in Guangdong province in connection with the sudden death of Long Liyuan on December 23rd. Apparently, Huang Guang, who is the sneaky official in this one, is suspected of adding a toxic plant to the stew. Shakespearean.
Very.
Except for the cat stew part.
How do you say A2 Brute
in Mandarin?
Yeah.
I'd like to find out. The police statement said the two were involved in a dispute after Mr. Wang allegedly embezzled money from Mr. Long. So these guys already had a beef, mm-hmm. or a cat stew, if you will, with each other. And then they sat down to eat this local delicacy, a slow-boiled cat meat stew. And a friend of Mr. Long, the dead man, was also present. The friend detected a bitter taste in the cat stew. I don't know how. Because as far as I'm concerned, the whole thing is going to be bitter. And didn't eat it. And therefore didn't die.
Oh my God.
How crazy is that? So I'm saying, first of all, take a page from the enemies of Stalin. Do not sit down and eat with your enemy.
Right. And what's with the cat stew?
Exactly. You didn't know that this guy was going to try to slip something in your cat stew? You had a beef with him. You had a long-standing beef.
And you sit down for a meal.
And you sit down for a meal
without your
him.
Taster.
And then your
billionaire.
Yeah, and billionaire, exactly. And then your best friend is like, this don't taste right.
It's like you don't even, like all girls know not to take a drink from a man at a bar.
Exactly.
If you don't see the bartender make it.
Exactly.
And this guy sat down to the cat stew.
I want to know when he slipped the, I'm calling it hemlock. It's not. It's gelsemium elegans is the poison that he put in. I'm going to say hemlock because I can't say the other word quickly. But like, when did he slip it in? Like, was he like, oh my God, look at that. It's the premiere of China, Wen Jiabao. And then poof.
And then you have to mix it in.
Yeah.
And wait, but he put it in two different dishes.
Yes.
So he must have, how could he do this to the other guy?
I don't know.
Too, just in case they switched bowls, like you
exactly.
see.
Exactly,
like
in The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Maybe he put a little in his own stew.
If I'm correct.
Yes. So, really, sir, you didn't know that someone was going to try to poison you. I think someone trying to serve you cat meat stew was suspicious right there.
But ain't a restaurant.
And he was probably doing it. It's a delicacy. He was probably doing it with a big smile on his face, like, I know how much you like cat meat stew. I know the place. You know? Like, I'm sure
it
was
suspicious. Do they have the guy in the kitchen make it? Or?
I have no idea.
Apparently, it's a liquid, and if it's a powder, you have to stir it. So how did he do all that?
Who knows? Who knows? But it gave the guy a heart attack. It's a slow-boiled cat meat stew. So this guy was planning this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that cat meat stew probably has a taste that will hide a lot of poisons. Otherwise, why would he have chosen this?
It's not a subtle flavor.
No, it's not a subtle flavor. Cat meat stew.
Yeah.
I don't eat any kind of meat. So because I'm a vegetarian, I don't find it odd that people eat cats.
No,
because people eat everything.
I find it very odd.
That people
it's
eat
disgusting.
A pet?
Yes.
There's lots of them.
Well, you know how I felt about dogs in
yes,
Panama.
Exactly. But I don't, as a vegetarian, I'm like, if you're going to eat one meat, why not eat them all? Why stop at cats? Why stop at cats? What's the difference between a cat?
Well, it's the cuteness factor. That's the truth. You know,
the cuteness factor?
Yeah. If the animals have like a cute face, then generally.
Do people eat pandas?
No, because there's not too many of them around. You
well,
can't
maybe
get
that's
your
why.
Hands on them. That's all.
So I'm just saying, I'm sorry, Mr. Long. Hey, you didn't know it. You didn't know that your enemy was going to try to get you with the oldest trick
in the book,
the cat meat stew. Poisoning the cat meat stew. I think it's terrible. First of all, they first went after the restaurant. On suspicion of serving unsanitary food. It's cat meat, people.
Oh, come on. That they framed
that
it.
That ship has sailed.
And I'm sure he was going to throw the restaurant under the bus.
Exactly.
The chef was like, what?
Are you kidding? We've been serving cat meat stew since I can't even remember when. Since the Ming Dynasty.
It's my signature dish.
Yeah. I am Mr. Cat Meat Stew. Restaurant's cat meat stew in.
That's how I got my first wife.
Yeah. It says the Mr. Long's family did not believe it was a simple case of food poisoning and pressed the police to investigate further. And they're offering a $16,000 reward for the information. This guy was a billionaire. This sounds suspicious.
Yeah.
That's all his family is offering is $16,000.
Oh, they were in on the whole
yes.
thing. Oh, my God. Well, $16,000 may go a long way.
I guess.
But if you're a billionaire.
This guy was a billionaire. His family, out of all the money that was left to them, they're going to allocate a mere $16,000 to find out if the cat meat stew was poisoned by the official Huang Guang.
That's
shame on you, Huang.
Shame on you. And you did not know it.
Yes. How can you do that?
Yes.
Anyway, that's my age. That's my international, hey, you didn't know it.
Very good. I like that a lot.
Poor guy.
in a bookstore called Chapters in the Devonshire Mall. There was a call about a man hanging out between the magazine aisles looking at child pornography on his laptop.
What? Why? What?
It's kind of casual. Like,
what aisle was he in?
Magazine aisles. Two magazine aisles, right in between looking at this child porn. So he was taken away and arrested, but then it brought
up. He wanted to get arrested.
But they were trying to find a precedent for it, and they were like, well, someone else was called about somebody watching porn in public, and nobody knows what to do about it.
No one knows what to do.
It's like people, like the officials, don't know how to handle people looking at porn in public. Like, oh, is this wrong or is it right? Is this against the law? We don't know.
Oh, I see. I mean, look. Child pornography, whether you're looking at it in public or you've dug a hole in a cave somewhere right. in Antarctica, is still completely illegal.
Yeah.
But the idea of people viewing... Well, I had a situation, a couple of years ago in the subway where there was a homeless man who was selling... He had I guess he was coming on as a vendor. He had a little blanket out. And he had some items out there, and then some of the things were pornography.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't personally have a problem with pornography, but I don't feel comfortable just being out here. There's, girls walking around. There's children walking around. So I, find a cop not easy. And I'm surprised that he was running as I can. Excuse me, officer. They take off hot-footing it away from you. And I'm like, this guy is, he's selling, he has this pornography just laid out. He's like, I don't think that's illegal. I'm like, well, what about vending without a license?
Yeah, just find something.
Being
sloppy.
Vagrancy.
Putting your stuff on the ground and trying to sell it to somebody. I think that's a crime.
Yeah, just setting up a shop somewhere.
Yeah.
So you got to find something that's related to what they're doing. Yeah. I don't know. Is it legal to look at pornography?
Well, what is this?
In public?
Then they try to find other cases, and they said they received a passenger complaint about a man on a bus looking at porn. But it was regular porn.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, well, we don't know if that's... What's the protocol? What do you do? And it's just like, come on, common sense. You don't look at porn in public.
No, you're...
Why are you just looking at... why? Because what is porn for?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And they're like, so is it... you should be... You have to be stopped for what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, unless he's getting ready to go home. But, I mean...
We'll go to it at home!
I agree. I'm completely with you on that. It's a good question, though. Should people be looking at pornography in public? I'm going to go ahead, even though I'm big on, civil liberties and all that. No, use it at home.
No, don't look at it in public, because other people can see it. And they end the article by saying, people should just know you don't look at pornography, child or otherwise, because kids may be around to see it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all.
And but nobody else wants to see it, too. I don't want to see it on the guy next to me on the plane.
Yeah.
Not that it happened, but I mean,
I don't know if I could enjoy pornography in public myself.
No, why are you?
You know what I mean? I don't think I would feel comfortable just whipping out a Playgirl.
Unless you're a critic, and you have your column to write.
That's different. That's in a work.
Then you still
environment.
Need to be at home.
I'm talking about on the A train.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel comfortable whipping out a porn on the A train because I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do with it.
Right. You're looking for something else when you're looking at
exactly
at it in public.
Wow. They need to bring back, apparently, the red light district because people just don't know what to do. They need to have a place where they can go and do these things, apparently in public.
Absolutely.
What else have we got?
Oh, we have our segment, Advice on Advice.
Oh, I forgot advice. Go ahead.
This is our segment where we find advice on the internet and we give our advice on it because it is unqualified and it frankly stinks.
It stinks and we improve upon it.
Yes.
Hence, advice on advice.
Right. Typically, we have a question where somebody is asking the advice and then there's the advice is given. But I found...
Which is how advice tends to go.
I found a place called, a website called Life Tips. Where they're just tips that are given out random categories. So
no one's asked for anything.
Nobody's really asking, but if you have questions about a category,
mm-hmm.
you can see whatever tips.
Because it's kind of proactive advice.
Right.
I don't, okay, so this is a site where no one's asked for advice.
No.
And yet advice is given.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. Fine.
Click on these categories.
Yeah. What's the sex chat one?
Sex chat, it was just, it was about chat rooms.
Okay.
And your etiquette.
Are they still going on? It's 2012.
Mm.
Do you remember? I remember the early days of chat rooms.
I never have been in a chat room.
I used to do chat with a friend of mine. I'll call her M. When we went to Sarah Lawrence together.
Okay.
And she had America Online. And I didn't have a computer at this point because I didn't think it was relevant. Right? This is like 1994.
All right.
And I was like, what do you need a computer for? I have this word processor that just prints things out like a typewriter with a screen. That's
awesome.
Fine. Yeah, it's awesome. I can see four lines of text at a time. What's the problem?
And who are these people? These 20,000 people online. Yeah. They're weird.
Exactly.
They're
with
weird.
An email address.
Yeah.
That I have no one to email. So we used to do it with America Online. It was all sex chat. They were like, what's your age, sex, and location? So we would put in, like, three of us. It would be like me, my M, and a friend of hers who was a guy. And we would make a composite person. We'd be like, we're Tiffany. We're 18. And we're in Mobile, Alabama. Like, and we want to have sex with you. And it was just so, I just never found anything that fun about the chat rooms. Like, everyone in there is a dick. I could find just dicks to talk to on the subway. Like, the A train is a chat room.
You have to kind of bring them into your home via the internet.
And like, you know, I remember guys, when you're doing this sex chat, they're typing in, like, oh, you know, things like this.
It's just to let you know.
Yeah.
How it's built.
I'm going. Fine. Go.
But this is about sex chat. Sex
okay.
chat rooms can be found just about anywhere. Some sex chat rooms.
Really? I wouldn't know where to find one. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Would you know right now if I was like, quick, find me a sex chat room?
No, I wouldn't know anywhere.
Sexchat.com?
I guess. Some sex chat rooms are used for very casual hooking up in real life. Ooh.
Like Manhunt.
Most, however, tend to cater to searches in search of cybersex and role-playing chats. If cybersex is what you're looking for, you'll have no trouble finding it online. There could be much more to it than is implied by the inevitable jokes about typing with one hand. With cybersex, you'll have a level of control over your experience that, with a little imagination, allows you to experience people, places, and activities you may never experience in the real world.
What?
And then they finish with, cybersex can be one big imaginary playroom online. The end.
Really? I'm sorry, but did you ever do Second Life?
No.
You remember Second Life? I did Second Life. Because I like computer graphics, but I can't play video games because I don't have hand-eye coordination. So in Second Life, my character would just walk around. That was it.
What do? You have to just live in another world.
Yeah, I also learned how to make 3D computer graphics, which was like, you know me, I like any opportunity to learn something.
Okay.
But you go in there and then you're walking around, and all of a sudden you see people who are like whipping each other, and you're like, oh, really, guys? Over there in Orange Grove. Like, your characters are whipping each other, typing things like,
That just scares me and disturbs me.
It doesn't scare me, but it's lame. It is not the cyber sex and the sex chat. Have real sex, people.
Is this... I think that this person is like somebody who is a housewife who really wants to try to get out there and do something crazy.
But instead she's just going to write about it. She's going to advocate it.
Like, she hasn't even been in one. And just heard somebody else talking about the experience.
It sounds like she's someone who's never been in a sex chat room.
Yeah, right.
Like, it sounds like someone definitely who's heard about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the preacher said something bad about it in church.
And she just is like, everyone should be allowed to do what they want.
Yeah.
If they could get away from their husband.
Yeah.
You know? So our advice to her is to go and actually
get into a sex chat room and then come back to us and report back. This should be an investigative piece, lady.
And she should talk a lot about wearing Spanx and a shapewear.
Yeah. Well, there should be a product endorsement.
Right.
I just find it odd that the sex chat room has survived. I don't have a problem with it, but it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, there's prostitutes. I don't know. There's pornography out there. There's so many other things out there. Chit-chatting with someone. Like, at this point, is it at least video sex chat?
No.
It's just regular
just
role,
words.
Like, and you're just, it's like an IM and it's supposed to be hot and heavy.
Yeah.
No. I don't see how it's going to work. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Hey You Know It is going to be coming to you every week.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, just like we did last year. This is our 33rd episode, and we found that we had over 10,000 hits last year.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
And we'd like to know who you are.
Send us an email
at
heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Let us know.
There's also talk of a Hey You Know It t-shirt.
Yep.
Via Vistaprint. So if we get some emails from people, maybe we'll consider sending out some t-shirts. Don't make us do a contest.
Hey, and why don't you also like us on Facebook? Yeah. Come on, don't be afraid. It's okay. Yeah.
And follow us on Twitter, because we're there.
Yes.
Where can they send email to, by the way?
Hey, you know it, at gmail.com.
Thank you. Relevant to you as a New Jersey resident. Your former official, Mr. Corzine, his company, MF Global, apparently has lost $1.4 billion. They can't find it.
It's.
I say look around. You're going to see people with Maseratis, with Rolex watches, with Monets in their bathroom. That's where the money went.
Yeah, look between the couch cushions.
Yeah, it's around. There. He probably
How
has
much,
some of it. $1.4 billion. They can't find it.
Just no accounting for that. And this is called Volunteer Your Shape for Smoothing. Okay?
What?
This is the tip for anyone. As a woman on a volunteer committee, you find that your time is spent doing a lot in one day. From group events to talking to donors, volunteering is what you love to do. But as you age, you're finding your clothes don't look as good as they used to. And you might be seeing bulges that didn't used to be there.
Wait. What is going on? It started out about volunteerism.
Right.
And giving of your time. And now it's talking about putting on the pounds.
And it goes on. It's making you listen to this one.
Good Lord.
This can affect your confidence. And that won't go over well when you're asking for a donor to contribute money.
What?
Yeah. If you don't exude confidence, the person you're talking to might mistake it for having less than 100% confidence in the institution you're volunteering for. So basically, make yourself sharp and start wearing Spanx.
So that you can solicit more money for your church, charity, or school.
Yeah, any kind of shapewear, like Spanx. It isn't going to be tight like a girdle and won't lace like a corset. But it'll take a little off here and there and smooth out things.
What do you mean it won't lace like a corset? What are we, at 1820? I'm sorry. I'm confused. Like, okay. This makes sense because why on earth, what would be the question for this? I'm having trouble raising money for my church, charity, or school.
Because I'm not feeling confident.
What can I do, Spanx?
Basically. Because when you're balanced out from top to bottom with simple shapewear, it will allow you to go out and raise funds and participate in volunteering with all the confidence you deserve.
Wow. You know what? I mean, look, I'm a big fan of shapewear. I think more people should wear shapewear.
Right, right.
Like, on a regular basis. And I definitely, if I'm dressing up and going out, I'm shapewear from head to toe. Mm-hmm. Like, I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's important.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when you're asking people for money, I didn't know shapewear was a fundamental.
Yeah, it's a big part of your volunteer work is to make sure that you feel confident.
What kind of solicitation is this exactly? Thank you, Life Tips.
Yeah, you know, it's like this is our advice for this this person who wrote this. It's like, lady. I'm guessing it's a lady.
I hope it's a lady, or it's like an angry gay man who's like pro shapewear.
Is somebody who's very lonely, very unshapely.
Mm-hmm. Whose shape is the opposite of smooth. It's just lumpy all over the place.
Oh, my God. What is she doing? My God.
Sex chat.
Yeah, sex chat is another one.